You may have noticed prices have been up lately for everything from gas to plane tickets to food, and it's expected to get worse depending on whom you ask. Some economists are debating whether we should be as concerned about the potential for rising prices after a key measure for inflation fell in recent days. Let's bring in NPR chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley to break this all down for us. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Tanya. Good to be with you.
Yes, good to have you. This inflation benchmark economists are watching is called the 10-year break-even rate. What's going on that's changing some investors' minds about inflation?
They're basically agreeing with the Biden administration and the Federal Reserve that the run-up in inflation that we've seen in the last couple months is a temporary phenomenon. Now, I should say temporary here is a relative term. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen did say a few days ago that we're likely to see higher rates of inflation probably through the end of the year. But she and the folks at the central bank don't think this is going to last for years and years. And that's where the 10-year break-even comes in. You know, you can buy bonds that pay off over time in nominal dollars, and you can buy bonds that pay off in inflation-adjusted dollars. And when you compare what investors are willing to pay for those bonds, you get a read on what they think inflation's going to be 5 or 10 years down the road. And right now, the bond market is telling us investors think higher inflation is indeed a temporary phase, not a lasting upward spiral like the one we saw in the 1970s.
Okay, a temporary phase, but it doesn't change what we already know to be true. More Americans are getting vaccinated. They're going out and they're spending money on things like travel and at restaurants. Given all of this, what do you anticipate in the next few months? What will this look like for the economy?
Well, it could be a sizzling summer for the economy. There's lots of pent-up demand for people to take advantage of the kind of services that were off-limits during the depths of the pandemic. A lot of folks have saved up money, so they have money to spend. But just as factories face challenges in keeping up with demand for goods during the last year, now the service sector is going to face its own growing pains. You know, amusement parks and hotels are having challenges staffing up quickly enough to meet this onset of demand as people get vaccinated. So you're likely to see airplanes that are more full, hotel rooms that are booked up more, and rental cars that are more expensive.
Let's also talk about gas prices for a minute. They jumped to their highest level in 7 years over the Memorial Day weekend. But that's after they fell below $2 per gallon during the depths of the pandemic. What does that mean for inflation?
Yeah, it really just means gas prices are kind of back in their normal pre-pandemic range. They were really depressed for much of the last year. You might remember that oil prices actually went negative at one point in the last year when everybody basically stopped driving. But now people are driving again. Memorial Day is always a busy driving weekend. Of course, here on the East Coast, we just recently went through the Colonial Pipeline shutdown, which crimped gasoline supplies. But basically, gas prices are back in the normal range. OPEC and Russia, which had shut in a lot of production during the depths of the pandemic to kind of put a floor under prices, are now gradually opening the taps. So while gas prices are above $3 a gallon now on average across the country, I don't think that's going to necessarily move the needle a lot on background or core inflation.
You know, we've also been watching for months manufacturers across the board deal with parts and labor shortages. The port here in LA is still a mess. It's creating a backlog and a lot of unfilled orders. Obviously, increased consumer demand means the economy is getting stronger, but what are the long-term consequences if these manufacturing problems persist?
Well, we're hoping that they won't persist long term, but they are a headache right now. It's really challenging. There was a survey of manufacturers out just this week which showed really strong demand from consumers, both here in the U.S. and from export customers overseas. But despite that strong demand, factories are having trouble keeping up. Tim Fiore, who conducts that survey, says they're facing an obstacle course of part shortages, labor shortages, demanding customers, and transportation hiccups like that traffic jam at the West Coast port you mentioned. All that said, though, this is a good problem to have. It is a consequence of strong demand. And so while there are headaches associated with that, they're the headaches of a crowded restaurant with a line out the door. And if you're the restaurant owner, that's a much better problem to have than, you know, an empty restaurant and no customers. The key thing is, do people think this is going to be a short-term bottleneck that resolves itself as opposed to a lasting spiral? And we've had decades of stable prices now, which have really shaped consumers' expectations, where they're sort of prone now to expect prices to revert to the normal price after a hiccup like this. And so long as those expectations stay in that range, we should have a resolution and not a long-term lasting problem of inflation.
That's NPR Chief Economics Correspondent Scott Horsley. As always, thank you so much.
Great to talk with you.